Dutch shipwrecks sank in all corners of the world. We started the maritime program because we needed to organize the management of shipwrecks outside of the Netherlands. This program is not only about archaeology, about excavating ships or bringing objects up. There is, for example, also a social relevance if we think about warships from the Second World War. So we started a project to count all the different sites all over the world, and we have now approximately 1,000 ships in our database that we own and that we need to manage.
There are several ways to preserve maritime heritage. One of these ways is by doing oral history studies. Oral history is basically history that's in the minds of people. It's not written down. And what we want to do with that is collect these stories that these people have. Relevance of a oral history component of a project is that it focuses on the human aspect, the human story of maritime heritage.
The Rooswijk was a Dutch East India Company ship that sank in 1740 near the Goodwin Sands. Because of underwater conditions, we decided to excavate it. And what we did underwater was not only gather all the objects, but very important is that we know where the objects are from, so we have to know the context of the objects. We used 3D photogrammetry. So you film the wreck site, and then once you're on land again, you can put that film into your computer and you get a 3D reconstruction of how the shipwreck looked on the water. Another thing that we do is we share the data through our website called MUS, Maritime Stepping Stones, and people can also register there. So they can add information, they can add photos, or they can add even their own shipwrecks that they think are important to share with the public.
The International Maritime Program is part of the Cultural Heritage Agency of the Netherlands. We work together with avocational divers, sports divers, and we work with our international partners together within the UNESCO community. The cultural resources that we have underwater can be seen by people, can be enjoyed by people, and we can use it as a resource for research.
International Program for Maritime Heritage. Project Team Rooswijk 1740, Kai Dio Camera, Keramiek Museum Prinsessenhof.